Hi, it's Harriet Pryor from the Anfield Wrap, and we're joined for a tour special by Aaron Barton from Portuguese football website Proxima Jornada. I think I said that right. To talk, of course, about Darwin Núñez, because it is Darwin Núñez Day. We don't want to talk about anything else. So first of all, Aaron, where are we up to with the deal, and how do you see things going from now?
It's pretty much, well, it's a done deal. Benfica confirmed the deal last night on their website, on their social media platforms. They usually put out like a comunicado, which is like the price. They break everything down. It's like an official sort of document, and then after that is the medicals and obviously getting that stuff over the line. And as far as I'm aware from reports in England, is that he came in for his medical around 11 o'clock, I think, today, and it's pretty much a whole day type of thing. It's not as if it's a last day of the window rush job, so he can afford to be a bit more cautious. But I don't think anything should get in the way, and I expect them to be announced fairly soon.
Great news. And it's a fee of 75 million euros or 64 million pounds with add-ons of a potential 21 million. Do you think that fee is fair? Is that the sort of amount you expected him to go for, or were you expecting a bit more or less?
No, to be honest, I think that's Benfica will be happy with their business. But to be honest, as a club, they're very well run in terms of the fees that they get, especially when compared to the other two big sides in Portugal. Porto and Sporting over the last couple of years have maybe felt that they've sold big players possibly for undervalue. I mean, you only have to look at January and Luis Diaz, the amount that Liverpool paid for him from Porto. They felt if they, you know, would have let him go in the summer, that he might have been able to get a little bit more this previous summer. But yeah, I think Benfica have got a history of this. You know, they got 125 million euros for João Félix, and it allows them to put money back into the club and do a rebuild on their side. And they'll be looking at the young strikers that they've got coming through the club as well. The likes of Gonçalo Ramos and Enrique Araújo are two fantastic strikers, and who should come in and be able to do a job. Hard to replace someone like Darwin Núñez, but Portuguese clubs and Benfica in general, they're used to this kind of thing. So they know as soon as the headlines come and teams around Europe start circling, that it's then up to them as business people to get the best price possible. And I think 75 million euros they've put in the statements, that can rise to 100 million euros based on objectives. So if I know Benfica, they'll have put some objectives in there which will be pretty easy to reach, and then there might be a couple which are a bit more where he's got to work a bit harder to achieve them, shall we say. But yeah, I think it's a fair deal for them. It allows them to rebuild, and Liverpool get this striker that they've been after.